Friday, June 26, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Marianne Webb. Making headlines today. Chamber of Mines Techno-Economics Assistant Advisor Dick Creer says the interim increase in electricity tariffs will add an additional 2 billion rand in costs to the South African mining industry. However, Creer says that the Chamber accepted that there appeared to be a justification for the requested interim price increase. The Chamber of Mines has also called on government to delay the implementation of the 2 cents per kilowatt hour environmental levy, which will be implemented on July 1st, until the economic conditions are more conducive. On Friday, gold major Harmony was selected as the preferred bidder for acquiring the Free State mining assets of provisionally liquidated Pamotzi Gold. Lead liquidator Enver Matola of SBT Trust says the selection remains subject to the formal approval from the major secured creditor, the state-owned Industrial Development Corporation, and the major trade unions and the relevant fulfillment of all conditions. Also making headlines, Metrex sells its gold holding for 386 million rand to fund Ruashi and reduce debt. Tech sees lower copper output after the Highland Valley pit wall movement. Transnet says the South African coal exports are unlikely to breach 65 million tonnes a year. And a storm erupts over a production halt at Sierra Grande Mine. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit miningweekly.com.